he sick, I wonder?
No, I talked to him yesterday. Okay. So you don't forget.
Oh, I got to sign in.
Throwing
things.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and open the meeting.
603?
Oh, somebody's here. Okay, we'll wait. We've already got it open. All you got to do is... Yeah. Additions and deletions, none?
Nope.
Citizens input?
Not to my knowledge.
None. Number four, road survey. We'll wait for
see who
Tim
that
to get in here.
I think it's Tim.
I don't know.
I'm sure it is. Not many people show up. No one's itching to get in here.
I got one of these. I didn't get one of those in it. I got just one of these.
No, that's not it. That's it. That's just something I had on the table, so we just
put it away. Oh, okay. So he's got it recorded, right? Is that what
he's
doing?
No, just something.
What? We started without you, but we got to a certain point and stopped.
Oh.
Okay. Because you drove in, so we're waiting.
You're waiting now. Well, it's been 3 weeks. So.
You're well rested.
Yeah. I thought we had another week.
I looked at the calendar to make sure because I was
not correcting me.
Sorry, Tim. Oh, this is the big copy.
Okay. Yeah, I got the glasses not as necessary copy.
Well, I printed, basically I printed this.
Call that piece out.
This is the whole road then.
Road survey, Matt Reed, must be what we're up to, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'm all caught up.
Well, yep. So, what we come up to is, so the, let's say the North Road side.
Same picture. Yeah.
Same picture, yeah. Right. The North Road side, obviously, is a later subdivision. And when they did the survey for that, they called everything 24 and a half or 25 feet from the center line. Down here, from right around the corner down, this is where we start to see a lot of the camps coming into the road. And some of the deeds, you know, say that to the edge of the road or whatever. They don't say how far to the center line, but there is one deed in this area here that actually they did start talking about, you know, 24 feet, 8 inches from the center line. But all the rest of them, there's no clear thing. Now, the state has a statute that if there's no dedication of the road at any, at whatever width, it becomes a 49 and a half foot block, you know, three rod road.
Yeah.
That's what happens if there's no, and we looked and we didn't find any evidence of anybody saying that it was a narrower road or a wider road, right? But
right.
Mooresville is really clear on all their roads. They've got some that are 100 feet wide.
Yeah.
And
Hyde Park stuff is now,
we're
getting all that new stuff is all going to be 100 feet,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, it depends. I'm trying. But here, there's a lot of items in the road besides the Lily Garage is right on the edge. Now, I actually talked to him.
Boy, it's tight right there now.
That day. And when I go back up to stake it out, he's got a well somewhere right there by the garage. And then there's also a well over here that was underneath the snow that I'll find and locate on the map.
Yeah.
I believe both wells will be out of the right of way.
Right,
but a corner.
This is the right of way.
That's the right of way,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And these things here are those concrete blocks that he's got
out
on the edge of the road.
Yeah. See, and right now they're back. Last year they were right out further.
We were pushing them.
Yeah.
Travel portion.
And so going down through further, just a further, I did a lot of
one touching.
Yeah, that's
there's one that's in quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, let's see, Lily, there's a garage that's right there, there's another little building there. This one here by the top, well, it was Tallman, that one and that little retaining wall
that's
way out.
Used to be the sugar house.
Right.
Yeah, there's a stone wall right there.
And then, of course, Brenda Cubitt's, now it's Brenda's, but that one sticks out and it looks like the road's creeped over, and then, of course, when you get to the last camp, that one's
pretty
way out.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, it's pretty standard. And this is not uncommon for camps. You know, I've done Elmore and stuff like that. It's pretty common that the camps have always creep really close to the road.
It wasn't bad back when they didn't maintain it in the winter.
Right.
All they did is the people used it in the summertime, and they had just a road that went out through with grass in the middle. Now everything is developed.
You're right. Well, they're year-round homes.
Yeah.
And I took the plans. The state highway plans actually had a lot of this stuff on it because it was really close right here, and they were buying easement
because they're here.
Yeah, they were buying easement down here. Remember the garage used to be down below and stuff like that? They bought some easement there, and so they actually had a lot of this. They didn't quite have this road drawn, but they had a lot of the property lines on there. And then I took the 1962 aerial photo, and I laid it in there to make sure that the center line had moved. If it's moved, if it's creeped over by his place, it may have moved a foot or so by Lily. You know, he may have, it may be working its way over, but it's also worked its way over, I believe, over here by Cubitt.
Towards him or away from
him? Away from Cubitt. If you away see the, if you look at it, it's got a little jog.
Little jog.
Right there. Right here at the end, it jogs out a little on that. So I'm not saying that his, you know, argument is good or bad. I'm just saying that the road is shifted around these camps a little bit.
So it looks like he's right on, in that place is just about right on,
right
in the right of
way. Right in it. As the center line exists today, what it was maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, it may have been, it may not have been in there.
It may have been in there if it was the old center
just
line.
Just barely the corner of this garage right here.
Other people have a problem with that.
Right.
Because it ran
but it's also, if he's pushed this over, that means this place now is a little bit more into the right of way than it might have been.
Right.
20 years ago.
Yep.
ESACs.
ESAC. Yep.
Right. So you're kind of threading the needle right there.
Right.
All I wanted is the road survey so we know where our right of way is so that we can maintain
but,
what we
but
have.
The question is for me, is that I'm looking at is, are you going, is this survey going to solidify the new center line and be that forever? Or do you want to try to, I don't want to spend a lot more time on it. Do you want to try to find maybe the original 1965 center line, which would, I can't find enough evidence from deeds to make that work.
To make it true.
So,
I mean, that's the existing road there. The only way I could say if we're going to do that is we'd have to have a meeting with all the landowners up there to say, okay, we had the road survey. We've had problems up here. We had the road survey. This is what it is.
Will
you you guys accept this as the designated right of way for the town of Eden?
And I would say now on this end of the road,
you're good.
They're good. That was a much later.
Yeah.
So built up and it's really from here on.
But if you haven't even find anything, that's going to take some.
There's probably no way to
arrow
and
throwing a dart at it, saying I'm just as good as the next guy. So
right. I mean, you're kind of going off the existing road that's there now.
That's what I'm
saying.
I think that's what we got to go by.
All
right now.
But if you look at the picture, he's okay right now. Just barely.
Yeah.
As long as you don't do this. And then, but these ones will have to.
And this one's out.
But as long as they're not inside that, what is it, 30 feet or whatever in the middle, that you're.
Well, that everything we get through, even with the camp that sticks out, we can maintain everything. It's not the maintaining of what the buildings that are there that are giving us the problem.
No, it's that it's sticking out
the
road here.
It's what he does.
The concrete.
Beyond that garage.
That's,
okay,
that's
he
right.
built that. When Mrs. Rushford, Carl and Janice Rushford owned that there. There was no garage there. They had a nice paved yard.
Yeah.
I used to plow that up there.
Yeah.
I plowed a lot of those driveways there 30 years ago. And everybody kept stuff out of the way. Mrs. Rushford and stuff, they had it there and pushed the snow all in and
so
took care of it. They built their garage right to the edge of it.
Now we have a document here that says, well, anything out in here is subject to, you know, we need a little more room to get through there to maintain this road.
Yep.
You've got to move it. Here's the document.
Yes.
It's in stone, right?
Yep.
And then what I also.
How you get him to move it all?
Wow. Well, that's the next step, right?
Also, what it does is this document notifies everybody of what their current footprint is. They can't, like, I'm not going to say they would, but let's say at the old sugar house they wanted to add on even more on. No, you can't.
No, you're done. But you got the intersection, it opens it up so he can still get through, and as long as they don't become stupid.
I think the town could work with their right of way they have there. It's just that the people that are there are going to have to say, okay, this is where the edge of the right of way is. This is, so you got to make sure you keep your vehicles behind this point. Your garage is right there to the edge of the right of way, so you can't park your garage in front of it.
Subject to getting, snow plowed onto it.
Well, and that's where, maybe you do the warning in the winter, in the summer during camp season, people park on the edge of the road, out of the roadway, or in the right of way, but out of the roadway. But in the winter, maybe the notice is there's nothing parked in the right of way.
Do you have a copy of our notice? We have that.
Yeah.
And it's, it's pretty straightforward. It's like.
But then to get somebody to. We've had cars parked in the road, and we've had state police come up and try to get somebody to move a car for you.
Oh, yeah.
I
understand.
I used to have a record,
Well.
If I still had it, I'd move more.
Nobody will tow a car now unless you call state police, and they'll go have somebody go get it.
Yeah. So the next thing here is what do we want to do? I guess is to look at this is obviously we have to stake out so he knows what to move.
He knows where he lives.
Outside of, and he's got to get all his stuff out of there. Is what do you want to do for the other landowners that actually have camps and retaining walls and things like that that are in the right of way? Do you want to stake those out and put them on notice?
You got to stake everybody. You can't just
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't
is
just single
well, right,
single
one out.
I don't want to single one person out. We're doing this whole thing, and if me personally, everybody just needs to know where their boundaries are, and this is where we're at, and this is what we're expecting.
We can't expect somebody to move a camp, but we don't want retaining walls built there.
We don't want extra stuff added to what's already here.
And my thinking is the same as yours: is you don't want to single one person out, but. If you're
just lets them know that, listen, if this guy here, he's saying, because this is the one that they're been doing work on, right?
Yeah.
That's Rick Adams. It's Ricky.
Oh, yeah. Rick, so all of a sudden, you guys, it'd be nice to put a little porch on the front of there.
Right.
And he doesn't and now he'll realize that, anything I do is got to go the other direction. You can't come out this way.
See, in the summertime, they parked the car on the outside edge of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted to do that in the winter, and I wouldn't allow them.
No,
I'm
already stuck out there.
Yeah. And so, I think it's fair enough. I could go down and stake out. Put stakes on either side of some of these buildings, just so they know. And you take a picture.
It's a reference mark, then we can take, then they'll see
it. And the question is what do I put there? And now, Melissa and I talked about, you guys have mentioned, if I put an iron pin there, so my little bit of a concern is if I put a pin in the ground, and let's say I put a pin in right here, if somebody starts to assume that's a property line, that could create
because you're going to have your plastic thing on the top with your thing on there and say, oh, here's the best.
I'm just trying to stake out the right of way, not property lines, because you don't want me surveying all the property lines, especially in this mess.
It'd
be $20,000 to sort that out. But if I put it, a wooden stake, obviously, or a witness, a fiberglass stake or something, I can. I'm just a little nervous about putting pins in the ground.
Hard pins.
Metal pins that look like
that
a traditional corner.
That's what I always look when you're looking at looking at the property. Look for that in that.
Now, that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
When Marsh did this survey, he put these pins in.
Yeah.
On the right of way that, like he should have.
And those are property
pins.
I
would really be nervous to start
and
doing that.
Then they get confused because there's pins. So people are going to say, here they are here. Well, here it is here.
Oh, yeah. I have a property in Leicester that I was at where they said, it's the utility pole to the telephone pole. Well, it was exactly 250 feet, right? But the pins were about 25 feet on the other side of the utility pole, but they just used the utility pole
as
a reference. But now there's you know, a garage, and there's a drilled well, and there's a kind of a problem.
Over the lines,
because they just, when the farmer was saying, oh, it's the utility pole rupture.
Yeah, so this is these little round dots are pins here.
Yeah, no, those are pins that I found.
That you found pins, yeah.
Yeah.
These are found
pins. And there's a, so you'll see,
so that must be the
right
corner of this lot.
You'll
there's
see if you look, you'll see these
there,
numbers.
One there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see these numbers correspond to the description.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a drilled well. That's a cubic
well
is across the road. I have no idea where the line's buried. I'm sure it goes right underneath right here.
Yeah,
I haven't.
So these are
right here. Like there's a right here. There's a pin right here, and that's stone wall.
Right. But I don't know if that's
a property pin.
I don't know if that's
a
property pin. That one made me more nervous than anything.
Okay.
I don't know if that was holding a fence post or what it was doing.
Yeah.
That's
that
okay.
One makes
these
me nervous.
Pins,
yep.
Those are pins.
Yep.
Okay, property.
Okay,
so you can
line
see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is all survey.
This is
survey
property.
Yeah. 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 And if I found a pin, I noted it.
Yes.
And this is a pin here. No, that's a calculated point.
Yeah,
if you look at
the
little reference. Okay.
Zero's a thing.
Yeah.
This is some kind of a reference mark there, right?
Okay. Well, it's just a calculated point. I just
your marking points.
Here's your benchmark.
I couldn't find a pin there, and there's probably supposed to be one.
Yeah.
So what I did is I took, so these are two rocks right here.
Yeah.
That I can't remember, the driveway has two rocks. That right there when you go into the driveway.
Yeah.
But what I did is
I took
this survey.
Oh, yeah. Mark
the John Mark survey. I put it in my computer, and then I go out, and when I found all the pins on the road, I take that survey and I
plop it right over it
and line it up. So I didn't find it, like, I didn't find the pin over here, but that's the line. And it's not for this, what we're doing here, it's not for the matter.
It's
just
not up to us for their property line.
Exactly. It's just, it was a guidance to see if I could kind of recreate the footsteps of the original surveyor. And then when I got down here, the deed stopped having really clear. And then in the old days, they would say, you know, 206 feet to the edge of the road. Well, they didn't mean to the edge of the right of way. They would put a pin in the gravel, you know.
Right.
You can't rely on what those are. And then some of them just say up to the road and along the road and back.
Yeah.
So I again, to recreate this would be hard.
Maple
That's
tree
why these don't have any pins I could find there. There might be one here by Lily's on that fence, but there was so much junk. It was going to kill me to find it.
I got to say, more than likely, Carl and Janice had that surveyed.
Not that I ever found.
Oh, you?
Nope.
Well, she was pretty particular about
they had some deeds with some measurements from the old days, but I didn't see anything there. No lawyer had ever found anything in all the sales.
Yeah.
Peekman had been in and surveyed this place right next to Lily with the garage.
Yeah.
He had surveyed that, but the state had done quite a survey down through there
on
when
the
they bought right of way on the back side.
Yeah.
Yep. And there were some springs down there they were having to deal with, and the state was.
Yeah.
And a lot of things. And that's where this original problem came from, of course, is they moved. You know, the state was stretching out, and some of these deeds, when they were building the tax map, was before the state Route 100 was widened.
Yeah.
So they would say, oh, measure from the edge of the Route 100. Well, the Route 100 is not quite where it was before.
So when you measure from there, you end up out in this road.
Exactly. So that's why I have to overlay the original Route 100 into this.
Yeah.
And I have all the plans for that. And then they don't get it right, and sometimes the state highway plans, they don't quite get those property lines perfect.
Right.
If they're going to buy a piece, it is, but sometimes when they're going by a property and saying, oh, this is the property line of whoever, when you go out in the field, it's like, ooh, they didn't get that right. It's like on the wrong angle or whatever.
Yeah.
They were close. I just did North Hyde Park where the old bridge, the Iron Bridge, used to be, if you all remember.
On 100C.
On 100C,
yeah.
All that stuff, and they were. I overlaid all that in and did all that and found that they were off on a few of the property lines. But the state don't give up right of way. Yeah, you can't acquiesce against the state. So you can complain all you want. But anyway, so the question is here next is if you accept this as it is, I will go. I will. We have to decide what we're going to do to stake out to show the people where the limits are. And I don't think we need to go up the whole highway. I think if we somehow marked on each side of their building,
yeah,
so picture
right where they were going to be in there.
Yep, and you could take a picture of it, right? Add it to the Lister file.
Yeah.
Right. Take some sideways pictures so they can see a stake there next to their building.
Yep.
And then I guess you could send them a letter and they can come in and look at those photos.
Right,
or
just
whatever,
notify everybody on the road.
And go look at that. Those are your marks.
And we probably should decide.
Yeah, everybody's, even if they're in or out into the highway, they were not picking. So everybody's to know where they're.
Everybody gets a letter.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Everybody's getting
like,
a ribbon. If it's back,
like
that's great. If it's not.
Right. And if it's a house that's stuck in there, I would put one on each side.
Yeah, right.
But if it's a house or camp that's set back, I would just put one in the in the road right in front of the property. So they know how
that's
many
so everybody
feet
know. That's what I'm saying. Even the people here.
But not down here.
This is all surveyed, so there's no questions here.
Yeah, there's
it
just that far end.
It starts right here.
It starts right here. This is
right
where the
here,
camp
here.
Started.
Yeah.
I mean,
the original road ended there in the middle for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see. She got a porch up. She got the house, and then she got a porch on the front side of this.
Yeah.
Leaned on them, rolled them, but they're gone.
Yeah, and I would say some of the worst ones, though, are that, the sugar house.
The old
that
house.
One.
Phil Tallman put that in.
Yeah.
That wasn't that many, I'd say that not that many years ago. No, 40 years ago.
40.
Yeah.
But before anybody cared how wide the road was.
Yeah.
You know,
there was no problem
plowing it.
But they were camps more
they
or less.
Nobody
Well, and that's front of that. It's kind of added on, right? I mean, there was the building proper, but then there's the overhang that they added on
for their stock tank.
Yeah.
And that's what is sticking out. But the utility poles what really started that problem because the utility pole
out there.
Sits out there in the road. And then they started to put the retaining wall and then the sap tank. And
we've already dealt with our utility company now because they have to put everything outside of our right of way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what we.
Well, that's what they did down here for the most part. Although, I can't imagine that buried power line over here is not in the right of way. I can't imagine. It's up in the woods. I know they went down the edge of the road.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know, you know, because they came down, right? The power line comes down this way to this pole, and then it comes along here, and I didn't see any disturbance in the woods over here, so I think it's in the right of way somewhere. Not uncommon, but we can stake it out, or can do the, we just
yeah,
go decide what we want to do.
I think we need a meeting with those people, send a letter to them, tell them that we had the road laid out, and see if they accept this survey. If they accept it, then we go ahead and pin it from there. Because if they don't accept it, what do we do?
Well, they have I don't know, this is just the common sense part of me thinking about it. They probably do have the right to hire a surveyor and come in and question.
Well, that's how it works.
But they would have
this.
That.
Is
they
my opinion.
This is your opinion.
It's
on
my
it.
Opinion.
And that's why you hire some, you know, if they want
to
hire.
They have a right to contest that at their expense.
Right. And again, I mean, somebody else, another surveyor could come in. I'm not saying. They could be 6 inches different.
Yeah.
Right?
Six
I mean,
nobody's going to say anything about it.
But I'm
six
saying
inches.
Is that stuff like that could happen, certainly, you know,
oh,
from me to another surveyor.
It's not an exact science.
It's one thing if we're doing recreating these lots, would be one thing. But if it's a road center line on something that's moved, you know, their opinion could be a little different on where the grass center line actually is and stuff
but
like
if,
that.
You know, that's basically, you're right. We've got to get in touch with everybody and say, we've had this road surveyed. There was also a surveyor available in town.
Please stop by and take
a look.
And
we want to agree, and then we want to.
After telling
meeting,
what we should do is we get hold of these people, and we have a meeting just on that so that we can.
Make sure they all get notified. They can come or not. It's up to them.
Because I don't want to spend a bunch of money in having Matt put pins in, and then all of a sudden, no, we're not going to accept that.
Well,
yeah, that becomes then a road dedication thing where you can say we're going to take it as this, and then everybody can contest it afterwards. You know, that's a, I don't know,
or
order of
What other option? We just might as well left it like it was.
Well, no, what I'm saying is the town, at the
Ricky's,
you had your meeting,
the nice way,
you said the warning,
right, well, I think
right
that's
that you're going to have a meeting
if
about the road.
If they don't like it, then I guess they'll have to survey it, because we don't have another option.
If
you've looked at everything revenue that you can look at.
Well, they have the right, everybody has the right to contest
right.
that
right.
decision,
right.
But they need to pay for that.
Right.
Right.
But usually,
their own survey,
usually this with a road dedication happens once you folks decide what you want to do. If you accept the plan, as it is, then you do have a special meeting just about the road dedication. Right.
Yeah.
And
this is where anybody can come.
That's where they can come.
Okay.
The interested parties, people from obviously other roads, can come and take a look and see what the precedence. Because once you do that, you start setting the precedence for future things. But they say this is what the road dedication is. They can come, they have a meeting right there, and then as the select board, you say we're going to approve this as it stands, barring nobody brought forth any other evidence.
Yeah,
and that's it. And then you tell them to answer their questions at that time. Hey, we're going to mark out where your building is.
Yeah, we're
going to
put
away
a yellow fiberglass pin.
Yeah,
whatever
we do. And then after that, they can just say, we're going to allow this.
Yeah,
understanding.
We're
not
going to ask you to tear anything off.
Everything
right,
is
absolutely.
We're not going to ask anybody to tear the hell.
And that's what you want to make sure you convey to
right,
them
before they get
before
in there,
they
because
get
that's going to, Bud's already going to come look at this first. And they
all
come
right.
The Bud pressure's already going to be, we already have those here.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
we get to that.
Yeah.
So,
no, we're not going to make you move any existing
but you just can't,
permanent
just, you
structure.
Can't build anymore here.
That's right.
You got to go over here.
And parking, and the winter parking. This is going to affect any future thing that you do here. Winter parking. So no building fences in the right of way, no putting stones, no planting grass.
And any non-permanent structures may be required, will be required to be moved, which includes those cement pylons. So those are not permanent structures.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's you got to move them back.
Yeah.
And it's at the discretion of whoever's plowing the road.
Yeah.
How far you've got to move them.
Yeah.
But we can require you to move them all the way the right away if that's what we need. If you don't need that, well, that's fine too. However, it's at that discretion.
Right.
And that's how you handle that.
Right.
So come up there now and take a look at the road.
Back,
well, no, just go take a look at the road right now. It's a good picture of what goes on in the wintertime. Because all you got is just a narrow path through there.
Yeah.
The snow is as high as I can push it because he's taking all the snow from his driveway. And you're pushing it to the other side of the road. So now the road's getting narrowed right up.
No place for it to go off that bank.
No.
There.
Well, and the irony is that's somebody else's property.
Yeah.
Who's
getting buried.
You know, that
he's not supposed to be pushing across the road. We've sent him letters and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not a fight I want to pick with him and stuff. I just want to be able to plow it. And when the road gets down to one lane, when I go through, all the snow's going to go on his property.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's all. It's going to be one lane, and until somebody deals with it. So.
And, you know, when it comes to the argument of, you know, these other people have things in the road, but they were built long before
the road was there.
He did that, and that's part of the meeting is to say, is listen,
no more.
We're going to clean slate right here.
Yeah.
This is where stuff is now.
And everybody gets the same warning.
Any new stuff. No new stuff.
Yeah. Everybody gets the same warning.
Yeah. Everybody gets the same treatment, same warning.
Yeah.
Just like the corner of his garage. We're not going to ask him to move the corner of that garage a foot.
Right.
Because it's sticking out there a foot.
Right.
But those Smith things got to be moved.
Oh, yeah.
Any other, anything.
Well, I think the fence probably even comes out into the road.
You know, you got to back off on some of this non-permanent structure.
Yeah. Believe me, I just did North Hyde Park. If you know where I did in the village in North Hyde Park, there was always a lot of stuff sticking out in the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retaining walls.
And
the state rebuilt the retaining walls up through there three times.
But we've got Sari's place with all the cars that were parked down in the
road.
Did
the town tear that down?
On the corner?
No, the town tore the house down. They bought. Larry is, I don't know what he's into with this place. So. But there's
still
a lot. But that
their house was on the corner. That's
gone.
That's gone, I know. And then there was a trailer.
Yeah, that's Larry.
Oh, he still got that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he'd let it go.
No. So anyway, we're dealing with the same thing in a different format.
Yeah,
there. In the state has not
pressed down on that. They did for a little while when it got really bad, but the state hadn't pressed down on it too hard.
Yeah.
Something needed to give. So, believe me, I've been looking at this stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, when the state came through, again, there's highway plans and there, and it shows the houses that stick out back in 1940,
yeah.
Which one stuck out in the road they had to deal with. My grandparents had one in Eden that stuck out. Or in Vulcan, I'm sorry, that stuck out.
My grandparents' house over in Montgomery on 242,
yeah.
Where you go out to Charles Prayer,
oh,
their porch was like 2 feet off the white line.
Yeah. Well, my grandparents...
Oh, yeah.
My grandparents in Wolcott there, right on the corner, Gulf Road. I mean, that's 10 feet into the right of way.
Yeah.
And I wanted the state to buy that when they died to tear it down. You know, it's one spot. There.
Yeah.
But that one's stuck way out there. And that easement, that right of way goes right
around there.
Matches right around that one. So anyway, I think that's, for my opinion, is any structure, any permanent structure that was built, is
existing.
You're not going to tell people to tear it down, do whatever. You're just going to notice that there's no more construction out in
more new stuff.
And then all temporary stuff
has to get moved back, at least significantly out of the travel.
So if you notice when they put in power lines buried below, like at the fiberglass, they're about that
the
wide.
Witnesses, yeah.
The witness one. If we put stuff like that up through there, would that work as a marker?
Yeah.
It's not a property line, but it's a,
put
it like on somewhat near where you think is on the edge of their property.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you can get those stickers on those things to say many things. Those are called carbonite.
Yeah.
Is what they are. So they're not quite fiberglass that you think of, but they're like a T-post, and they're orange or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think you can get the sticker to say... whatever, I could look in the catalog and see, but it might be cheaper if you buy those as a town than it would be for me. I'm not trying to get out of something, but it might be half the cost for a town to buy those.
Yeah.
Too bad the prison's not making signs anymore.
We deal with the Vermont corrections anyway.
Do they make?
Not anymore.
No, they don't
anymore.
Make signs no more,
no,
and they don't
they
do stuff.
Anymore.
I know, it was a good, really good program. I bought a lot of stuff from them, from the government. But I'll look at a catalog and see if I come up with something. I don't know who your suppliers are, but they, survey supply companies have them. And that's a good idea. I think over the best one, it's an official looking thing, but it's not an iron pin that could be construed as a property marker.
And they can weed whack around it without ruining it or doing something to it.
Figure out, I think it's the property that pins roughly right here. We'll put one here and one over here.
I think,
if not on the property, where it's in their way,
and
then you can go down through there. I wouldn't think we'd have to go once we get up around this corner.
Oh, I think
all we need is basically
from
there.
Halfway there. Yeah, so. I think in appropriate places on each side of a building or in front of a building, and if they take it down, they take it down. But you've taken a picture of it,
you know where it goes.
They saw it in the summer.
Yeah,
I think
that
stuff is in the summer. You know, they saw it in the summer. This is what it looks like. This is how far it is from your camp.
Yeah.
And at that point, I put a measurement to that little stake or whatever. But the point is, they've seen it, and there's a clear picture.
So we would buy just to save money, we'd buy them. But then you'd put them in and look
record them. Yeah. I would put them on here. I'd create an icon where I put them all the way down through. And if they ever disappeared... That I do GPS surveying, and I have hard points around town to reference, so I can come back and put them in without having to recreate the wheel.
Right.
And as long as we have satellites, I can do it pretty fast. And I take, what you don't realize is I've taken, I've got this top of this well within an eighth of an inch, and I've got wells all over. I can try and
get off. Move very far.
Yeah, that's right. And I have them. Like I did this from Steve Ward lives with up there on the North Road. I can't think of the name. I have a point up there, and I have points all
here.
Around that I've created.
So in the old days, you had the state benchmarks.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I've created.
But you created
on my
own because
the
technology's come so far.
And I did it because I have had the system go down.
Yeah.
And I can go back out and find some and survey between them, and I can take off and
figure out where you are.
Yeah. if it doesn't change, they're going to change the grid system, but it's going to be known, and there's going to be a conversion factor in the future. All this is, like, this is the center line right here. These are the bearing distance, and that's a grid coordinate for every one of those points right up through, so anybody can recreate that besides me. So that's part of monumentation, even though it's not a hard thing on the ground. That is monumentation that somebody can recreate it.
Go out there with a wizard stick or all.
So you're saying, Matt, we should adopt this right now, or approve this.
That would be my opinion, right, to approve it and then have a meeting.
Yep.
And a special meeting where it's warned to those people that you're going to have a meeting about that road.
You happy with it?
Yeah, I think so. And then everybody can come and talk about it, and then there's no other option other than they'll have to get their own people to try to go. And then at that point, we have to.
I can meet with them.
We got to get you back and.
Right, but I mean, if somebody wants to come up and say, I don't understand, I'll come to the meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not afraid to come up to the meeting and stuff. And answer questions, because it's sometimes easier for me to answer a question than somebody else.
Because you need the layout.
Right. And if they come up and say, well, you know, about this, the legality, whatever you guys want to make a decision on is yours, but I can say, well, that stone wall is this far into it, or whatever.
Yeah, it's this many feet in the right way, but it's there now.
Well, that would be would be helpful for us, because you're there and you know exactly where it is, where it is. I mean, the map, I can see where it is here.
That's why I was thinking that
only a handful of people there are going to have big concern,
I can talk to Brenda. I mean, I park here. That's
in her lane. She on both sides, so it doesn't matter.
So you can push it the other way.
Yeah. So I park over here and stuff like that.
And 6-1.
Of course, Ricky Adams or whatever. But some of this other stuff is, that's where I thought maybe looking at this, if you're going to have everybody go up there, is either you do it on when the snow goes down a little bit.
Would have to be, or
when you do it in the spring. And sorry about my delay this year on this, but I've had some other issues. But I think that might be where people can walk. They can stand there on the grass, on their lawn, and we can measure over to the building, and you can see exactly what's there. Yeah. You know, in the snow banks, it's a little hard to tell. Now, as far as right now, we could go up you can just go measure over.
Yeah.
You can go measure from the center line over and say, hey, get your junk out of here. But we go do that for his because it's temporary.
Yeah,
we're not talking affecting permanent camps and having people talk about their camps.
Yeah,
we're talking about temporary stuff that's in the right of
way. Yeah.
If this was V-Trans, they'd be right down there saying they were the lawyer,
telling you
that the survey crew going, this stuff is out of here.
Yeah. Because it was built after a certain date. And
right, I mean, or temporary stuff like cars.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. They'd be like, get it out of here.
Right, but who do they bring with them to enforce that?
State police.
Oh, yeah, we tried to get them.
Yeah. Well, the county sheriff.
We heard rumors of they exist.
Yeah, I know.
But
the county, for me, Roger's done pretty well up there. And a couple people. I got George Sheldrake. I was like, wow. Over by George Sheldrake.
George was up there this summer?
Yeah, he was up there with me.
Did they come out and give you a hard time at all?
Nope, but they left. The deputies left, and I loaded up my truck, and I had to go up here to get my gear. And as I was pulling out, he was the young one, whichever one that is. Michael?
Joseph.
Or is it Joseph?
Uh-huh.
Joseph, yeah. He came out and was talking to me. So I just want to get it solved. And, yeah.
Oh, good.
And we're solving stuff. We're solving.
Yeah.
So.
Well, with any luck, they'll accept
it.
Yeah.
That'll be that.
Well, if they don't, I mean, they would have to prove something different.
Mm-hmm. They have an option.
Yeah.
And to prove...
But he's on the boundary, I mean, anyway. You know what
right.
I mean?
And to prove that this was any further that way and you're creeping on him would be really hard.
Well,
if anything, if you creep the other way.
Exactly.
Because that old, that blue camp that's across the road from him, where Gary...
Yeah. He's at.
It used to be Gary Rufford.
Yeah.
Lived there.
Yeah.
That would be like on the edge of the right of way back in the.
Yeah. But again, I mean, people were assuming different things or they just didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't get plowed in the winter, so they didn't
nobody cared. It's not very wide down through there, anyways. All it is Like the other day, I went up there to plow. The father stood in the road. He was in the road with a pickup. I ended up having to go pick my wing up, go around him, and then turn around. When I turned around, come back, have to clean the road up from the other side. They're not supposed to be up there. But
technically, they're not.
No. Legally, they're not. They got I got a no stalking order. They're not supposed to be within 300 feet.
Right. But they could be on their own property.
Yeah.
But not on the road.
Right.
Well, I'm saying you can't tell somebody they got to be 300 feet away when they're on their own
land. Right.
But if they're out in the right of way.
I don't bother him. If he don't bother me, I won't bother him.
Yeah. So we have to just decide, I guess, what, you know, I'll look for some fiberglass or carbonite markers. And there's a driver for that so you don't get all goon them all up. You know, there's a special tool, either caps on there. You know what I mean? You set it on top to hammer them in, and then you take it for the next one.
You good with that, Butch?
What's that?
Are you good with that, accepting the layout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I am.
When are we having the meeting with the thing? You want to wait till summer?
But that's what you guys want to decide. I mean, if I went up there, if you said, we're going to stake it out first with those carbons, so then then we're going to have a meeting about it.
Yeah.
And that way people can see where the line is.
I think it'd be smart for us to send everybody on that road a letter and say, hey, there's going to be somebody up here driving. We've already done the survey.
Yeah.
There's going to be a person up here driving stakes.
Yeah.
And once they get the stakes driven here in the spring or summer,
we're
going to have a meeting. And you all should come to the meeting, review the plans, but you'll see somebody driving these stakes.
Yeah. And
blah, blah, blah. So they
don't maybe have
that's fine. Whatever you do, this is going to be in a minute, and then people are going to want to come down in here. So we wait 3 months if we're adopting this now. I want to make sure if we're going to put the pin, we send the letter out for me
before
right off.
The pins.
Right off and do everything so everybody's aware. And then if they want to come to me, we get everything resolved before we got him up there putting the pins. My thoughts is that way there. I'm happy with it. Adopting, we got to do something with that. But I don't know that I want to wait 3 months. And then they read it in the minutes, and then they come back, and then they got questions about it. If we do this and tell them whatever, however we're going to handle it, that we're going to do it, you know.
You want to, if we adopt it, send them a letter stating it was done.
So that they can come and get it, and we get the ball rolling. And then we go up, if they want to look at it first, or they want to put the stakes, that's fine in there. But I want everybody to be aware that he's up there doing it before we make too many more moves on them.
I'd say mid-May before we're going to be able to get up there to do anything.
And then what I would also do, my next opinion on that is make sure in the letter that you want to send is that you're not talking about anybody removing permanent structures.
Yeah, right.
Make sure that they know clearly you're not talking about having them take buildings down or retain.
Right.
And we're not infringing on your property. We just want to make sure that that we're not trying to take anything. We just want to see where it is, the right of way. You may not be aware of it, but then that way there they can see what it is in there. And then spring.
Like in the last few years, we've had issues up here, so we've had the road surveyed
to
know exactly where the town road actually is, and this is the layout that we have adopted.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Based on the survey that we received from Matt Reed, and
you've
as you said, the permits.
Welcome to review it.
So
we'll be having a public.
You don't want to get people getting nervous.
They're already nervous, or they're coming in there, and that happens. And
in the letter, make sure we say, you're welcome to come to the town clerk anytime to review the plan. We will be having some kind of open meeting
in the
spring.
Yeah.
You know, when we can see landmarks and see stuff better. We'll discuss this with all the property owners, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And at that point, after they've had a chance to look at this, is that when you want me to go and set the stakes before the final time? So they can take
They'll
a
all
look
be aware of it. At that point, we'll set the letter out. They'll be aware for the people who want them.
Okay.
Then if you're on their property again, they won't know. Yeah. Well, geez, what's going on now? What are they trying to take land? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we don't stir the pot.
Yeah, when we send the letter, we'll make them all aware. Hey, between now and the open meeting, somebody will be coming up and put some stakes.
So weather breaks.
All weather breaks.
I'll make a motion to accept the survey of the right of way for the town of Eden for the camp road.
As it's laid out.
By Matt Reed.
Yeah.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody opposed that, so that's good.
Okay. So my part of this is I will
So before you send the letter out, I would like to see it just to maybe add a little input. Not that I'm trying to correct you, but I just want to maybe have a little input to it to make sure it reads well, and I'll hand it to somebody like my partner and say, read this and tell me what you would think.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's appreciated, right?
So they go, but that would make me nervous or not.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we can. I just think that would be a good check.
We want to work with the people. Yeah. I mean, we're not trying to take land. They still have the same right-of-way is the same, whether it's moved one way or the other, basically.
And I'll come up with...
We just want to maintain the road so that everybody can get through it, and then there's no issues with it.
No future issues. Yeah. This is going to set a precedent.
Yeah. We've been known to be way over sensitive, so we probably have to be...
But this is going to set a precedent, because there's other places in this town where there's houses sticking in the road.
There's people here and there.
Yep. And so it's good to do it that it's the same across the board. So I will look for the site, whatever I figure out would be the best stage. And if I have to figure out what to have right on there or something like that, it might just say highway right of way or something.
Yeah. Because you see them all the time. They're marking out, power line buried below. They got those sticking ground.
Yep. Well, yeah, and I know if I drove them a little too far, I could hit sewer lines, water lines. I drove a rebar once in the ground, and it bounced back out, and I'm like, only conduit might do that. Not driving one here.
up there, you got to get by the stones first, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's stony up there.
There's two rocks up there.
But anyway, so we'll do that, and also we'll make sure in the letter, if there's another note of that, is that this is not their boundary lines.
Yeah.
This is the town highway right-of-way, not their boundary lines. I do not want to get... You don't want to do that, because it would just set a precedence, too, for surveying properties.
Just picking up with the sticker on it will clarify that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just clearly in the letter to make sure. So.
I know, like, going up Earl Lane, the road was there, and they brought in a thing down there. That was probably 30 years ago. Across from Donnelly appears.
Oh, yeah.
That old building.
The old building. That's the plot.
And then when I started, they started to put a porch on the front side of it. You can't put that there. Building shouldn't have never been put. I mean, literally, it's set in the road.
Yep.
You have to go around it now to get up.
We've got a dead-end road in Hyde Park with a septic system, a mound system in it, right in the turnaround.
Nice.
They did it, they had a guardrail there. Well, they put a mound system there. Right up to the guardrail. Well, the town owns 45 feet over that guardrail. And now we got to figure out something to deal with that. But that's what happens, and that's why I'm spending a lot of time in Hyde Park surveying roads.
Well, especially when they're being adopted.
So they're having the same issues we have.
Wow, but they adopted a 100-foot wide road. Now they're really...
Well,
I did. I was part of that, because that one turned into a problem with corners.
Yeah.
And curves, and there was one spring in the road that I thought we might have to avoid on that one. So I went with 100 feet down through there. So we had plenty of room to play, because that's a long road into the woods, because I'm finishing that starting next week.
Oh, that's right. But they had all the way. All those plantation roads, or whatever you call them.
They can do it on existing roads. You can't change it, can you?
No.
No, just on the new ones.
Just all in the new ones.
Yeah, they can do it. But
I don't know. I think the road commissioner kind of even kind of frowned on taking over private roads. I don't know. I've heard that.
I don't care one way or the other. All it is, if you take you take over them roads, you got 13 miles more roads. Mm-hmm.
That adds
quite a bit. So plan on increasing your budget, because you're going to have to put on a couple more trucks and manpower.
In Hyde Park, we have a lot of milk truck roads.
Yeah.
A lot of driveways.
All our little ones, that's what they...
It's all milk trucks.
That's what they used to be.
Yeah. They shouldn't have ever been roads anyway.
Jones Road.
Yeah.
That's Earl Lane.
All milk truck roads.
Up where Leslie lived.
Yeah.
That's what them all went to partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and those are tough. That's a tough one on how you do it.
Whitney Lane. I mean, we had to put a $400,000 bridge in to get on Whitney Lane.
Yeah. You across the river.
For one house.
To nowhere.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you need any more from me?
No. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good. Matt, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Enjoy your evening and your plowing.
We'll do it a little while. Did you have a check in the mail? Did you want to sign?
I didn't.
Okay.
I did talk to him about it.
Okay.
He said he was good with whatever, so I don't know if you want me. He did give me an invoice, which includes him putting the pins in, if you want me to pay it now, if you want me to wait. It was $4,500, which is what he's for us.
Yeah, and that includes him going back and grabbing
back
pins
in
the spring.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see a problem with that.
He's been very good about doing everything. And
so I'll just next time I do whatever else. Oh, I should move here over to
beach update. Picnic tables and lawn tractor are waiting for delivery notice. That means they're waiting for us to say, hey,
they're already ordered. No, nope, they're just going to tell us when. I think Leslie said they called about the lawn tractor maybe last week and said they're expecting it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but they're willing
to hold it.
Because we aren't going to go up there until spring.
Yeah, we told
them somebody's going to be up there.
Okay. The picnic tables wait on delivery of them until spring.
Hold
on. And then. So the spring cast she has here, I think we're just looking for clarification on, Ricky, do you guys plan on doing the tree trimming? Should we plan on hiring the arborist guy?
That's up to you guys.
No, it's up to whether you actually have time to do it.
I don't know what my spring does.
Right.
It all depends if they come in and be demanding about it, I guess.
Well, I don't think they are, but I think they're looking to get them done before the campers get in there.
Yeah.
So
there's only about
wet.
Four trees they want to cut, right? The ones that you looked at. But
there wasn't a ton, but
yeah.
I don't know.
By the shed, right?
Yeah.
That cherry. And
that cherry, which
yeah.
I said we could cut those down. It's no big deal.
There's no.
Get it done before.
Long as there's no campers.
There's
in
no
there.
Campers there. I can fall in trees.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy to do it and haul the wood out of there.
Okay,
I'll,
so I'll just get...
Just remind me. Make sure you remind
it
me.
It warns trailer so you know where it's going to go.
Yep.
Okay.
Load it right up. Yeah, we'll do that. That's, I can go... As long as there's no campers or nothing in there, I'll drop the tree.
So you got till May 12th, May 12th, I think it is. 12th,
yeah,
15th,
you
got to
just keep me on task. Say, hey, you got to get your ass up there and do that. Right. I'll do it.
How about...
I'm not removing...
The camp removal this...
Yeah,
fall.
we're gonna do that this spring, I think.
You still want to do it?
If everything's
a go with it.
Well, I think
before the
permits changed, because we talked to Sean here and he didn't have anything. We sent that out, right?
He gave it to Blessing, right?
So before that changes, we should probably get it down. That's all I got to say. So if it hasn't changed, then you got to
get
her out of there.
Yeah.
And the carpenter's ass, I would find somebody to do it. That's my opinion.
Just look for like a handyman or something that can do little stuff.
Yeah.
I need to have insurance.
Talk to
one of those boys.
Yeah.
I don't think he has any time. I asked him a couple months ago.
He's still
busy. Well, he's had.
Plus, he's got some back problems there.
He's had some issues, and his wife's had some issues. I think he's got
anyway,
some handfuls.
Anyway,
we should
find somebody to do that. Because I don't have time to pull it.
And then Pam and John did come in and sign their contracts today.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys want to sign it now. If you want to, I can give you copies. You can look them over. The only thing I changed was I made the dates more specific so that it went to the end of October. May 1st through the end of October. Pam's rate is going to be the same as it's been. And then John is going to split with Isaiah. The assistant's pay. So they're both going to.
And they'll both be covered by the Pam.
Then they'll both be covered by insurance.
Okay, perfect.
So he didn't sign yet. He's got to bring me stuff. I got to do a background check and all that, but the other two signed. So
okay,
I don't know if you want to sign them now, look them over, sign them later.
We just got to wait for his before we sign it.
Yeah,
for the background check.
His, you have to wait on.
Yeah,
no, let's do them all at once, whatever his stuff comes back.
Okay.
Is that it for beach?
Well, there's a beach.
Somebody got a dog bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
dog owner.
It was just the owner of the dog
bit.
You
missed one. No, I guess that's under health. No, that's under.
It's under health. It's health.
It's under health.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
I think I changed it and I didn't reprint the agendas because Leslie had put it under dog, but it's actually health officer.
Yeah.
So, Faye did contact him, asked him, how everything was going, if he needed anything. The guy said he was good, he was healing fine, everything's all set.
His own dog.
His own dog.
Yeah.
Didn't want to lead away, probably.
Yeah.
We have no animal control update.
Okay, so we'll sign the orders. There's probably a pile of them.
There's six.
There's
two for you.
Okay.
Two for you?
Wonderful.
Thank you. So you're getting over your, whatever you had?
Yes, I'm getting a lot better, but now I'm sick.
I've been sick, right?
Sick.
Not me?
No. I was wondering, boy, I'll tell you what, I was going into work today, and there was a skeleton crew up in there. The vice president was in doing dispatch today. They didn't have anybody in there. Everybody was out sick.
Week and a half ago,
The Spring Company still charging you a fuel surcharge.
Mm-hmm.
Surcharge is as much as the water.
Uh-huh. I did just... It took me about 2 months, but they're switching to every other month delivery so we can at least save $8 every other month.
And
really, we could probably just buy our own and get our own water for cheaper.
Costco.
We probably should look into it. Yeah. You can get a jug of water at the grocery store for probably $5 or $5.
You can come to my house, Bill. I got good water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but something happened, yeah.
Well, Leslie's like, just go to the spring and jog, and I'm like, Leslie, we can't give that water anymore.
They really shouldn't be giving it.
I mean, it's not that it's a law. $27. Not that.
No, but I think we could probably do it for $20 or less. You could probably buy a cooler for $100 and then $5-$6 of
the cooler's $12.
Right. That's
this is a month, right?
Yes, $12 a month.
So you're talking about $300 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at I never saw this fuel surcharge before.
I don't know if they've always charged it. I don't think they have. I think it's new in the last year.
Yeah. The off-road pump over the Fred's, is that offline?
Yeah, that's been offline all winter.
Off and on, yeah. My car doesn't like that stuff. It ain't died.
Actually, that's off-road fuel cheaper in Johnson.
I don't know if I got it this morning. Guys looking at it. I'm okay. Pay the same tax as an electric car. Right?
Yeah.
My boss has got an electric car. Nice one. Mustang. You ever see that new Mustang?
Yeah, I think they're ugly.
They're a little ugly, but boy,
supposedly they got a lot of power.
He said it's unbelievable.
I guess it's out of the country. I guess it kicks into there and takes off. I guess it's good.
He said
you want to hang on to your life.
Unbelievable.
Plus, the battery dies on you halfway to work.
He's like, oh man, this thing is. And inside of it, you can flip some switches, and it sounds like a V8 Mustang.
Oh, really? Oh, they got the cutouts in it?
But only on the inside.
Yeah.
Got the sound.
To
make it sound.
So they recorded it from a Cobra with one of those, with those 700 horsepower.
It was coming across the parking lot, and I could see this car coming. I couldn't hear anything. It's like it's almost
it's
this,
quiet.
Makes like this little kind of a whine almost. I said, "Wow, it's way too quiet." He said, "Oh no, it has a sound system inside. It sounds just like a real Mustang."
That's so weird.
Yeah. Okay, that's not what I want. I want it to sound like a Datsun. Yeah, I had the flu or something. I had fever. Do you have a fever or anything where you are?
I don't know. I never take my temperature. I didn't. The first couple of days, I really didn't know.
I grabbed black. I thought we were doing black. I'm
signing in blue.
Yeah, okay. All right. I never get the right pen in there. I always get a different pen.
And technically, you're supposed to use blue, so you can't copy it.
Okay.
So you always know.
Well, that's
what
I was. They told me black, so I can grab this one. Yeah,
don't get blue.
I'll sign whatever.
I just need to grab a pen and sign it. You haven't refused it in 5 years, so. Rick Smith, you've been all getting paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part, right?
Right.
That's all you care. Pencil, you don't care as long as the checks and no bounce.
We had some brisket over there cutting wood the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The one that Dale cooked?
Yeah. The one that.
That
Warren,
one came out better than the last one he did for them.
Warren left. Oh, he's thinking. Brought a whole bunch of beef after they killed the cow, you know. He had a bunch of it in the back of his truck. So then him and his wife had to go somewhere in the truck. So he threw the meat in the back of the other truck in the yard. When they get home, there's a big old crow in there. Opening it right up.
Well, that's good.
So he didn't want to put it in the freezer. That's why it ended up getting cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Crow, it was a bigger one.
Ravens. Yeah.
Right in the parking lot down at work in Essex, sitting on top of people's cars and pecking at the, you know, pecking at the luggage racks and pecking, I don't know if it's after the salt, maybe, or what it's after. It flew from one car to the next one, peck, 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 on right on their brand new cars down there. It's like, that's pretty funny.
We were over in New Hampshire, right?
Huge.
Canadian Jays.
Oh, the big blue Jays, or the big one?
Harold's brother. I had some cookies with me. No, I don't sign them.
But you saw
them. Yeah. Took the cookie, put it in his hand, hold his hand out like that. That bird will come right up, laying down his hand, and eat out of his hand.
A blue jay?
It's like a blue jay. They call it a Canadian jay.
Yeah, they're a little bigger.
There's one spot up there, and they stop all the time up there. It doesn't matter. If there's peanuts or cookies or whatever, and then birds will land right on your hand and take that piece.
Was that actuated for that, what, 2012? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we haven't put it in yet. Steve got it going.
I see you put the sensor.
Yeah, I put the sensor and everything in it, and I took it out, and I didn't get up the road a half a mile, and the light come back on. And it started blowing that other code. And so he did a little bit of, he said it needed an actuator, but he said before he goes puts it on, he wants to, they said it might need a update. Charlie Boys have to do it.
Of course they do.
And so I got an appointment for Friday down there for that. I can run the truck. All it does is it derates it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like two gears down in it.
Yeah, it's just slow.
Yeah.
No power.
And your new one's still running? You got the
well, I had thought last Monday.
Oh, sure. You don't want to ask? Okay.
last Monday, both trucks went down. The new truck, I plow on the intersection, come down off Eastdale, plow on the intersection.
Yeah.
The hydraulics quit. Couldn't pick the plow up. Pressure relief valve, it opened up.
Stuck open.
And
just no pressure.
Anywhere. No windmill pressure. Huh. So I brought that down, stripped it all down.
A little bit of water in it or something?
No, of course. Remember that pump? Wow. Got hot?
That little piece of shit.
That pressure relief valve was in that pump.
Yeah.
They didn't change that. They put the old one back in it.
In the spring, it got hot and didn't hold up.
Something happened to it.
Well, it's just all it is a spring loaded thing.
Yeah.
So if that spring is hot and weak,
yeah.
After a while, it just craps out.
They didn't charge us anything for it. Because we got a year warranty on all the equipment. So took it down, they fixed the stuff that needed to be fixed on it.
But you're like me in there, and it's like going over to Andy's. It didn't cost me anything to get the warranty thing, but it did cost me because I had to take in there. And it's 4 hours. You know, it's the time. So for me personally, it's just the time. It's the greatest fix. It's just you would have been like to have been finished plowing. So it
would well, what bothers me is you take the truck down and you have to leave it there.
Well, so you've got two trips. Yeah.
Two trips.
That same way with that. To put that truck 4 onto the computer Friday, I can't drive the truck down and have it put on the computer.
No, because it's got to be cold when they first
They want this. I got to pull all of the plow gear off it, take it down. And they want it there, so at their convenience, they'll do it.
So, James must be for the pack stuff. That's what $1,000 worth?
Yes. $90 was.
And you still got two he's working on?
Two of them, yeah. We have a sale date of April 3rd at 10 a.m.
That's for the two up on the lake?
One's Camp Road, one's on the lake, yeah.
What's the one on the lake?
Millard. There's two camps on it.
Betty Millard's property?
Where is that?
By Norm Norway Camper?
Oh, up at the other end. Oh,
yeah,
way up the other end. Is that my Uncle Mel Pope's old camp?
I don't know who Mel Pope was.
He lived down right across from Norman Saturday for a while.
Before Mike.
Yeah, he was my uncle.
Yeah.
He had a camp right there. Norman's was there, and then
Norman had two there.
Yeah, and then the next one up. Next one south would have been Mel Pope.
Okay.
So it might be that one there south.
I think There's two camps on
that one property. That's got to be Millard's.
Oh,
yeah. Millard's? Norman's two camps.
Norman's old camp. So it isn't. It's the ones north.
Yeah, almost at the boat access.
Yep. Those ain't bad little spots.
No.
Too bad.
You're going to sign that, Tim?
No. Your signature does not.
Oh, but ain't
all we need is your. So I want to make a motion to town meeting. You're in charge. We got higher butchers at town meeting.
All
right.
Can we get them all signed now?
I believe we have.
Okay.
So, reviewed the minutes. I looked them over.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see any. Nothing out of control.
No.
I only read through them once.
I was fine with it.
Except the minutes are written.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes have been accepted as written. All right, we got a few highway, got a few set time of year again.
Yeah.
Overweight permits.
Yeah, I'll have insurance.
They all look reasonable. Gosselin, water wells.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, on the deck. That's it, right?
Four of them.
I'll make a motion to accept the overweight permits to town's back.
Definitely. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We order the rubber stamp that says to town's back, yeah. No,
I thought you were going to say your signature. I'm like, can't do that, but
no,
I could do one.
Don't do that.
Well, you could.
I can write it for you.
Have it right in here so when she prints it, all notes to the.
I almost wrote it, and I'm like, nah, if I write it early, they're going to say something else needs to be in there.
You just knew it.
Not approve it, yeah.
The only thing it would be different would be driveway access permit.
Yeah, it always bites me when I try to be ready ahead of time.
So, you got any other highway stuff other than broke trucks?
Yeah,
snow plowing.
Just going around and chasing snowflake. Started pushing the bank back.
Yeah, somebody told me, was it Dakota said you were talking about putting the wing on a grader at some point, maybe.
Yeah, I've been pushing them back with a truck right now.
You got the wing on, must be. I see you
on
the, yeah,
on the grader,
truck.
On the truck.
Yeah, I see you winged a little bit somewhere over there.
Right by below your plate.
Yeah.
And we're going to, right now, we get a lot of plow chatter on our road, so. We're scraping them down, getting some of the ice and stuff,
yeah,
build up off them.
Yeah.
We put stinger bits on it today. Ryan got 3-4 roads done today.
Sand holding it up pretty good?
We're pretty near what we put up. He was pretty near what we put up this year.
Really? You don't have enough? Salt must be doing fairly good. They didn't have so much ice this year.
Yeah.
Or you just mix a little bit in for the
No, I only just, well, when, like when it, like today,
yeah,
warmed up enough, I wouldn't put some on it. Probably shouldn't have because then it snowed. But,
yeah.
But
it's holding up plenty, or you're getting another load?
I got another load
coming.
Yeah. I should be pretty good on my budget so far.
Yeah,
so.
No, I just didn't know if you had to get it last year. We ended up in there last year, year before, it was cold, so you thought we were going to have to get another one because we had so much ice.
Yeah. Had people over there calling and complaining because I'm pushing snow in your driveway. We're going around trying to do what we can. Went up with a bucket loader and started cleaning the mills. But
yeah,
a lot of the places, we have truck all snow off now.
Yeah.
That's good.
I did have one question.
It's tight everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. One question for you. Tell them where your daughter is.
On the corner?
On the corner. Sorry if I remove that snowbank down through there.
Well,
it's going to be in the town right of way, but that way she won't have so much sand on her lawn.
Whatever you want to do.
There's no, like the other guy, I used to scoop it up, dump it across the road, but they don't want it on their property.
Right, the only other place you can put it is in that old triangle. But
and I was going to just load it in the truck. If
oh,
I got to load it.
You're going to load it anyway.
You got to load it anyway, so I was just going to, I just, you know, I don't want to create any waves.
No waves for me.
I just
go through and get it picked up, and then she won't have so much sand on her lawn right there.
Yeah.
The snowbank's starting to get up in the air pretty good. And
it is. It gets high right there because the roads come together. All that snow in place right there.
And Ryan said we ought to dump it right there where you turn on an old flat in that field.
Yeah.
That people realize have a pile of snow there. Just realize how much snow you have to move because people won't let you dump it on the side of the roads anymore.
No.
Behind the church the other day, I think I took 16 loads around the church.
Wow. Where are you dumping it down?
I took it down. The snowmobile club wanted it. I took it down and dumped it off the side of Lightville, and they took a groomer and took care of it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they can always use that snow like along Lightville where it's muddy right there.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. I said, you want it, you can have it. And they had a groomer right there. I just backed up and dumped it, and they took care of it. So Harold came in and loaded for me. And the town's got some land up there, and I'm going to go ahead and dump it on where the old church used to be, weren't it? Or the old town clerk's office.
Oh, right in the middle there.
Right there beside Stitches.
Yeah, why not?
I'll have to go up early in the morning and just lug it across the road. But
Yeah, the town still owned that little lot there.
Yeah.
Oh, right there on the corner on the
yellow pipe. Yeah. And the rest of it we bring down and dump it in the garage. That's all we're doing.
Ratify additions and deletions.
I did buy them tires too. Probably saw that. For the grader.
Oh, is that what those were?
Yeah. But I knew you were going to buy them. So
yeah.
I remember. Got to have them, right?
Yeah. The other ones.
They get wore out. Yeah. No additions and deletions to ratify. Good. Grant update. We got
you got some stuff in there.
We got some stuff in here for Michi Corps.
The Michi Corps is the amendment.
That's
the one that ran out.
That's the new
one.
Yeah.
With their.
Need that sign so I can send it in.
Trying to find the abbreviation, but that's a long one. I said, what the hell? I'm not sure what it is.
Already agreed to take the grant.
It's like grants and stuff, and said to let you know that they may not pay you back and all this.
I thought it had to do something with the milfoil.
Well, that's a milfoil grant, yes.
This one here?
This had to do with the milfoil grant.
So I was trying to figure out.
That's what I thought.
And I hate it when they don't put the original and then abbreviate because they got the MEIWC.
So, yes, that's not the greeter one. That's the other one that they use for the surveys and the hand pulling and all that.
Okay, yeah.
And that was
there's some information that's not right on that one.
This one.
This one here. Because it says authorized contract signer. It says Doug Bullard.
It should be Tim
Bullard.
I was waiting to see who was going to catch that. I said Doug Bullard.
I
said Doug Bullard.
I wonder who.
Doug's my cousin. He's the one with the.
He's the one building the camp out there.
He's the one building the camp. You know.
Maybe he's taking over Art's place up there.
Maybe. I hope so.
Oh, no. That's probably
it says
problem.
Chair. Slight board.
Because this has already been submitted. So Ron's probably going to have to ask for an amendment.
Okay, I guess Ron has to ask for an amendment.
Yeah, that's not
or he should be able to get, because if the board checked, like in March, our club board chair may change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How true.
Ben, long as Tim wants to stay here, that's fine. But every year at some point, we reorganize the board.
Yeah.
And things change.
Yeah. So that should just
be select board, whatever.
It should be select board chair.
Yeah.
It probably shouldn't even be chair. Probably ought to be just that, select board.
Yeah.
That way anybody on the board
can
sign it.
Down to be select board. Yeah.
Get rid of Doug. Doug's my cousin. He don't even live here. He lives in San Francisco.
It's my job to give it to you.
I did read it. The only thing I did not read is all this other crap that goes along with it because I don't understand half of it.
Man.
I started reading it.
You're talking about all this really cool stuff in the back. Nobody else is doing
it. Yeah, but like you said, with all this stuff, the task, I looked at some of that.
But I did look into there, and it said that between the slack board and the town and the Lake Eden thing, and I wasn't sure that was part of what. Where did I read that? I just want a pencil, and I don't get the pencil, and there's something else, and I'm going to come back and sort of use it, put a line on it. The town of Eden, there's a line in here. Yeah, the town of Eaton together with the lake and their association will arrange to contact the surveyor, survey of the lake and map of creation boom water milfoil.
Oh, on the project description?
Yeah.
What's
the question? What's your concern?
Well, what's the town of Eaton going to be doing with it?
Yeah.
Well, because the town of Eaton has got the grant.
Right.
And we're writing the checks.
Right.
Basically.
The grant comes to the town of Eaton because they're a non-profit up there, but it doesn't really run it through the town.
Right.
They run
it
through the mill.
So we have the grant. They do the work.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I read through some of it and I said, well, I guess it's in there. And then they
so that's just the application.
Right.
Yeah, at some point later, they'll set an agreement.
So
that's when you guys need to think about that letter.
This way.
You did that earlier.
I just did that.
Well,
okay.
I mean, you should probably start thinking about it sooner rather than later because are we going to proceed?
Proceed with what?
Did you read the letter?
Which one?
Trump one?
Oh, no, I didn't read that part, because I figured it was part of that.
No. So that letter is basically saying...
I know, we got to pay for it, though, if the money doesn't come through.
Right.
The town's got to fund it.
And there's probably no way that we're going to know that before the work starts.
Exactly. That's what I did read all... I did read this paper and didn't understand who the hell all these people were in here. But
so they're just basically telling us that the funding is based on the fact that they get it from the federal government.
Right, and be prepared because you may not get any money back in here. So if it costs, whatever, $20,000, don't think you're going to get part of it or any of that grant back because it could be
you
part
may
of
or
the...
You may not.
Because it may be part of the funding that's...
Well,
before.
Maybe you held that before the work proceeds.
Yeah.
We
need to know it.
We need
to town.
The town needs to know that they do have the money before the work proceeds.
Right.
You can't. There's no way you're gonna know.
Well, then the taxpayers, and that, for me anyway,
you better have an article in the morning.
Warning in there. That's what I'm saying. Then, because I'm not making that.
Too late for town meeting. You'd have to do another meeting.
Too late for town meeting.
Yeah. Right, but I'm just saying, before they decide to do that into there, because it's the people in town need to know that that's going to be part of their budget. If it doesn't come through, then it's going to come out of it's above and beyond.
Well, you've got to make sure we mention that at town meeting.
Well,
yes, probably mention it. And my thought, this is just a suggestion, what we could do if it didn't work out, is we do have that money sitting in that lake fund.
You also have the Good Neighbor Fund.
Yeah, yeah.
You but have funds that are available.
And I think the thing you need to think about is... If you don't do it this year, what is that? If you do no work this year, what is that going to do to everything else that's already been done?
Yeah, ruins everything.
My biggest concern with some of this stuff is if we start paying for some of it, they're going to keep coming and they're going to want. Well, you got just like when we were at that fire station.
Exactly.
Don't you have all this money?
The COVID, all that stuff.
Yeah,
gone, man.
Right.
Yeah,
gosh.
I mean, I would think. That will be a temporary fix for this year. If this is still going on next year, then you probably shouldn't rethink it.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
But
you notified
I just think
that
the timing,
the
you're not going to know.
The town meeting should be announced that they may not be, and we do have our places to get the funds, but we want to let the taxpayers know that. In the
so they can start thinking going,
they can
forward.
Think going forward.
If we don't have this money for 4 years,
the 20,000
is
we have a place we can get the money in there this year if we don't get the grants or part all of it or part of it. But in the future, you got to think about it because it's probably going to come out of your
tax budget.
Town meeting, somebody should get up and say, well, you know, a lot of these federal grants, the money is drying up.
The assistant chair, probably.
I can get up to that. Trump is cleaning the swamps and then he's not giving all this money away.
He's not cleaning the lake.
You ain't far from what I would say.
See, if this was a swamp, he'd have it all drained out.
I'm not going to go down that road too far.
So you don't have to agree to anything yet. That's just the application.
No.
And that's
but we probably
you know.
Make sure
that
with any grant, there's possibility
there's
that risk. If you get started on the project and the money doesn't come through,
there's risk in everything.
There's risk with it.
We've been lucky, that's all,
in
the past. We've been really lucky with it. We have been really lucky in there or whatever. The money's come through some, or even more in some cases, been more. You know?
Well, and we had situations where the paperwork didn't get filled out and the money didn't get submitted.
Yeah.
Luckily, Leslie caught it
in time.
In time, which, I mean, we weren't aware of it because of the transition going on in here.
Yeah.
We could have been out $200,000.
Right.
I already signed it.
So
okay.
We did, I had Tim sign the, we had a couple more come in from FEMA stuff. It looks like we got about 50,000 coming. I had him sign them last week before that money dried up.
Get it while the getting's good, right?
Right. So that's all said.
And that's, you know, again, that vote, the, what we did with the money for the addition to COVID, whatever.
Yep.
Right here is a perfect example of why that was a good idea. Because all it would have taken, as long as it was still, and those two strings on it, they could have just went, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we're out of that.
We got out of that.
Yep.
Better be lucky and good some days. This one's always.
In the structures and paving grant was the one. Basically, we're applying for the same ones we did last year. Class 2.
Yeah, cool. And those forms.
And the forms are for FEMA, you just
those
signed?
Those are the ones I already signed.
Yeah.
I signed them last week.
Okay.
Just to make sure that we didn't lose the money.
Right.
So I guess that's that for grants. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Liquor license application for the Eaton General Store.
I saw two there, one for tobacco and one for
license. Yeah, I just wrote liquor, but it's
okay.
Really
it's
for
both. So I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve the liquor and tobacco license for Eaton General Store. One says Eaton General Store and one says Market.
Eaton General Market LLC.
Yeah, but then the other one says Eaton General Store.
Yeah.
Well, down below. This is these both say Eaton General.
Yeah, one says got a
Market at the top.
So, whatever name is on there, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's called the Eaton General Store.
That's what it's always been. So.
All right. Okay.
I did see Eaton General Store on there.
Yeah, it is, right here on the tobacco one.
Yeah.
And up here, both of them say Eaton General Market.
Yeah.
LLC.
LLC. Yep. So, I'll second it. Favor?
All right.
Opposed? We don't have to even sign those, right? That's just an online thing.
No, I have to go on and get it approved.
It's an online thing for you. Tell me the articles and voter discussion.
I think that you need Leslie for that conversation, so we'll have to do it the next one.
Okay.
She's just trying to figure out which of you is going to talk about what or what discussions are going to be had.
The chair.
I don't think we should talk easy there. He's pretty quick with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Get a phone call from Brent Lampier. Want to know
fire department.
It was like Tuesday before Leslie was taking it through. Want to know if he could put an article on there about the paving down there. $85,000 to pave the parking lot in Northside Park.
That's probably the right number.
And I told him we had all the stuff. We'd already proved everything. We proved it Tuesday. He called. Yeah, we did it Tuesday. He called me Wednesday.
The reason we did it Tuesday is because we had to have it done by
that
Thursday.
I don't know if I was talking down the line or not because we'd already approved it. She'd gone on vacation.
We talked about this in length, and I said that to Mayor. I didn't know
to
take credit for that. I just told him. I said that we need to have this stuff together before we could. We, as a board, felt that the money's we need to bring it to the taxpayers and then let them decide.
We had a discussion at the fire department meeting very clearly.
Yeah.
If you have big expense items, put it in your 15 budget so that we can look at it and bring it to the board.
He brought that to me, too, about that, and he says, well, you know, that wouldn't be in there all the time. I said, what you need to do is you need, same like it was the air, I use the air pack. You take the air pack, your takeout gear. You replace so much every year. If you put that in there so that you're building up your budget, so when you do it, your budget stays the same. Just like what we do with our structures and paving funds and stuff like that.
But they have operating. Everything happens every year.
Yep.
Then you have a chunk here that's equivalent to your new equipment.
Yeah.
So we put say you take 10% of this number and just put it in here every year.
Yeah.
And then every 5 years you buy some new stuff.
Yeah. And you don't have to come
then
in and keep asking for it.
The last one is
building maintenance.
One time, you know, big one time, oh my God, we got to put all the windows in the building or whatever, then you can have that in your budget.
But you can also have that part of your maintenance, building maintenance fund. And you
have a building maintenance fund, so much, such a percent of your budget every year to go
plan in ahead so you don't get whammied all at once.
And then also they were talking about
trying to keep their budget low.
Yeah. So
but that's right. Never, then they come back to us to go want the money
economy.
After without having to go to the taxpayers. I just don't think that's right. Not these big budgets. That are
but it's false economy,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like buying a quarter stick of butter because it's cheaper than a pound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's false economy in the end. You end up buying four quarters anyway and paying three times as much. Because you know you're going to pay that parking lot every day.
Yeah. Right, so you've got to get
it. Divide it up by 10,
right.
$8,000 a year,
yeah.
Could have been done.
Yeah.
You know you're going to pay that every 10 years, right?
We paved the front not too many years ago.
Five,
right?
Wasn't he said?
I didn't think it was very long. Ryan thought probably could have been 10 years ago, but still.
I
mean, we dug the front all that.
Said five, but
so you could think about what you just said. If you just, in your building and ground fund.
Yeah.
I'll have Molly read it and then check you off.
You can check me off too.
Ricky, you still gotta read yours.
Check it off.
Yeah.
And say I read it.
You're not supposed to say that.
Just say it.
Don't
I started to
free
grammar reading.
Right.
I don't know as I dare though, because it's just gonna make me boil. It's just going to make me boil.
If you read it,
yeah.
It's common sense.
I understand.
The quizzes are good.
I did look
the
up.
The quizzes are good.
I did look up, and I was wrong.
No, no. Yep. Now you got them going.
I looked up. The chairman of that, the person that sent that letter, she don't make as much as I thought. She'll make $65,000 a year.
Oh, you looked at her.
Budget for all departments is about $350,000 a year. They're just getting started. Just getting rolling. It'll be $500,000 next year.
So the article for the thing is Leslie?
Yeah, we'll talk about
yeah.
Articles and voter discussion next week.
She has a lot of the answers for the financial stuff.
Right.
And how we're going to deal with excess funds. Because
well,
we can't.
Yeah, that part of stuff I haven't got conquered on there, I'll be honest with that.
So what we can do is if we can't. Well, I understand some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah, because she spends so much
time. She spends so much time
as the
auditor.
Yeah,
so
right.
What we'll do is we'll answer what we can. And if we can't answer it, we'll defer to
Leslie.
Yeah.
Can explain this in much more detail
yeah.
if that's
yeah.
what you'd like.
I think she'd just like to have a plan going in.
Yeah.
Any of the financial stuff, she's right on top of it. She's been doing all the paperwork.
She's
for
usually
it,
been
so.
The one answering yeah. usually anyway.
Well,
she's
last year there was concern that. We didn't know what was going on because we didn't answer the questions.
The answer is that this chair is available at any moment.
That's right.
That's my answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. It's available within, all I have to do is stand up.
I think probably this year someone should say that we need help with some of these positions and some of these jobs that need to be done. It's the same
year.
People over and over.
I said that last year.
I mean, I think you're going to have some spots you can't fill in your special meeting after for some of these things.
You're going to have to twist my arm pretty hard to run again.
You're
no,
running
I
again.
I don't know.
Someone's going to say your name.
Why don't you take the
day
off, go to work, and when you come back, we'll have a job done.
That's almost what happened last time.
Well, don't worry. Warren can plan it for you.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
Dakota will make the motion. Warren will second it.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah,
you got a job.
Yeah. Jumbo ran into my wife today and said, don't worry, I'll be at town meeting to make sure he gets nominated. I still owe him for that. So are we going to dive into the town edition at all tonight? Or?
No, we just want to make sure it
stays
on the radar.
On the radar. You know, as spring comes, we'll start opening stuff up, moving on. What's a CIA contract?
CAI, so that's the mapping company we use.
Oh,
the tax maps and
the
online
maps.
Mapping.
Yeah.
That's all part of the office update.
Yeah, I looked through it. It looks like it's the same. The cost has gone from 1650 to 1900. But other than that, I don't think there was any change.
$250 more.
Yeah. Well, it goes up about every year, about $150, $200 too. Just like a little bit more than I think it was last year.
Well, it didn't go up. The money that you pay it in is worth less.
Yeah, right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. But they're pretty decent. I don't have any complaints.
All three of us have to sign this if we decide to sign it.
Well, Melissa, is the company working out for you?
Yeah, I think
it's worth the money.
Good job. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll make a motion to sign the contract.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I guess that's.
Was that you who seconded, Tim? You second that motion?
I don't know. I just dozed off a minute.
Well, you
have. So is Tim.
The goods it's getting. And I guess there's one last thing.
Okay, so
I
didn't realize that was the last one of the day. So this is just basically saying that there's been no appeals or anything with the assessment. You guys sign it every year.
We haven't seen any assessments.
Well, this is for the regular grant.
Oh.
You got to do this every year.
Nobody's appealing it or anything,
nobody's
so we just got to sign it.
Has nothing.
I don't know if we have to motion to sign this, do we?
You probably should.
Probably should. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll make a motion that we sign form PBR 4155, that we certify there's no appeal or suits pending in the current grand list. Is that correct?
Best of our knowledge.
Best of our knowledge.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
The only other thing I have is Trevor Bidwell, who's the guy who wants to put something at the garage for trash, did call me yesterday asking what else he needed to do. From my conversation with him, it sounds like he did what he needed to do to the state and submitted it to Casella. I told him we need a copy of the permits or whatever that's required from them, his insurance.
Yep.
And then I'm going to check with the FCC about what we can do for some type of contract to make sure we don't have any liability.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to check with them first before I get back to him. Is there anything else that needs to happen other than whatever the FCC
is? He's still excited about it?
Him?
Yeah.
Apparently. I thought he was... I hadn't heard from him in a while.
I heard it, the way you talked. David Wickham said that they weren't... Lamoille Solid Waste wasn't going to give him a permit.
Maybe.
That's what I'd heard.
Maybe he doesn't know that yet.
Or they don't want him to be it.
That's what I'd heard, that they didn't want.
I hadn't heard. I figured probably something like that.
Because they've got to okay the permit, right?
Yes.
Lamoille Solid Waste has to...
Yeah, I believe so.
I heard that's just through the rumor that Memorial Solid Waste didn't want
something there. He may have submitted it.
Transfer station up here. They have one in Johnson. That's what I heard.
Well, that's discrimination against us, isn't it?
Equality coming into play again?
I think so.
Then you should join the board of Casella.
I would say that was discriminating against Hillbilly right there. Well, I'm not.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't get a permit.
That's I thought that's the only thing that was holding him up was the permit.
Well, he hadn't even submitted the paperwork, which he says he has now, but I don't know that he's heard back. I just told him we needed the copy of their stuff.
Yeah, as long as he gets all that stuff in line.
Right.
Okay. It's an advantage for the town.
Yeah, I mean, we'll plow it. Yeah. Like, but if it shows up there Sunday morning, and there might be a little bit of snow, and he's going to be responsible if somebody falls down and gets hurt.
Right.
I mean, he's got
to
take full liability.
That's why he's going to have the insurance and everything.
Yeah.
I would imagine even if the LCP gives us the go-ahead, you could probably have the lawyer actually draft a contract.
Yeah, a little contract. Make sure that,
airtight.
Yeah.
What's all that?
Your turn.
I'd like to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
Aye.
All in favor, aye. So we are now adjourned, officially not recording anymore.